Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Text 42, chapter 14, canto 3. Ditir uvacha,
vadham
bhagavata
sakshad,
sunna bodhara
bahuna,
ashase putrayor mayam, makruta brahmanad prabho, Ditir uvacha, vadham bhagavata sakshad,
suna
bodhara bahuna, ashase putrayor mayam, makrudha brahmanad prabho,
Uvacha.
Diti said,
Vadham,
the killing,
Bhagavata,
by the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Sakshad,
directly,
Sunabha,
with his Sudarshan
weapon,
Udara, very
magnanimous.
Bahuna,
by the arms.
Ashase,
I desire.
Putrayoho,
of the sons.
Mayam,
of mine.
Ma,
never be it so.
Krudhat,
by the rage.
Brahmanat,
of the Brahmanas.
Prabho,
my husband.
Translation, Diti said, it is very good that my sons will be magnanimously killed by the arms of the Personality of Godhead with his Sudarshan weapon. O my husband, may they never be killed by the wrath of the Brahmana devotees. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Diti heard from her husband that the great soul be angered by the activities of her sons, she was very anxious. She thought that her sons might be killed by the wrath of the Brahmanas. The Lord does not appear when the Brahmanas become angry at someone, because the wrath of a Brahmana is sufficient in itself. He certainly appears, however, when his devotees simply become sorry. So Chakra, you just have to become sorry and Krishna will appear. Don't have to do anything else. Oh, you have to become a devotee.
Yeah.
Okay. A devotee of the Lord never prays to the Lord to appear for the sake of the troubles the miscreants cause him. And he never bothers him, devotee never bothers the Lord by asking for protection. Rather, the Lord is anxious to give protection to the devotees. We'll speak about that topic in a moment. Diti knew well that the killing of her sons by the Lord would also be his mercy, and therefore she says that the wheel and arms of the Lord are magnanimous. If someone is killed by the wheel of the Lord and is thus fortunate enough to see the arms of the Lord, that is sufficient for liberation. Such good fortune is not achieved even by the great sages. So we just should follow what the Diti did. The Lord will come and destroy the children and they'll be liberated. Nice program. No, not a nice program. The next verse has a one sentence, two sentence purport, so I'm going to read that also. It's connected. And then following this, Kashyapa replies. So Ditti continues, text 43. A person who is condemned by a brahmana or is always fearful to other living entities is not favored either by those who are already in hell or by those in the species in which he is born. Purport. A practical example of a condemned species of life is the dog. Dogs are so condemned that they never show any sympathy to their contemporaries. End of purport. Been an interesting morning, I'll tell you. Okay, so Ditti has heard from Kashyapa the news. Her initial, several things. Her initial concern was that the children should not be killed while still within her womb, because she knew that she did something wrong. And she was seeking the favor of her husband, the favor of Lord Shiva, the favor of her sister, to get Lord Shiva's favor, this thing, that thing, that the children, because she wanted children. And that they would be bad and worse and terrible, and so many detailed descriptions of what they would be like. That concerned her, but the final thing that concerned her the most was that the brahmanas would be angry. Not that the Lord would personally come and kill these two twins that were within her womb, but that the brahmanas would become angry. Very noteworthy. And Prabhupada explains the reasoning behind that. Not exactly psychology, but, you know, the spiritual significance behind that. The second thing, I'll come back, but the second thing is that noteworthy is that she didn't backpedal, rationalize, try to smooth it over and say, well, it really wasn't so bad, and, you know, she didn't do one of those. That's very common when someone with their hand in the cookie jar, and they, you know, the media is, I didn't take any yet, or you know, I was promised a cookie 2 years ago and I just didn't take it, now I'm taking it, and some kind of like, it's okay, what I did was okay. She didn't do any of that. Noteworthy. So that, you know, it shows something of her higher character. She understood there's principles. She violated the principles. There's going to be reaction. So she's not specifically like denying that she did a wrong action or neutralizing the gravity of the action, the wrong action. She's accepting wrong action and something is coming. I know it. Her concern starts with before the act itself, she wanted children. And so, improperly, she went about seeing that there were children. And now, because it was done improperly, it's going to be a problem. So the back to the cultural point of that the brahmanas would be disturbed. Then that in itself is sufficient for a worse situation
than if the Lord comes and kills her sons. That's culture. That's Brahminical, respecting Brahminical culture. She's married to a Brahmana. She's a Brahmani. She understands the merit of Brahminical culture. And if the Brahmanas become disturbed, well, Prabhupada is translated here, the Brahmana dash devotees or Brahmana Vaishnavas. If the devotees become, in our case, primarily, if the devotees become displeased, better that Krishna comes and with his Sudarshan Chakra destroys us, then the Vaishnavas become displeased, angry, because of some very bad act, bad offense that we've done. The text 43 translation is, a person who is condemned by a brahmana or is always fearful to other living entities is not favored either by those who are already in hell or in the species in which they are born. So the sense here is we're dependent upon mercy and the favor of others. One who thinks otherwise is a fool. Because mercy from the Lord comes through the representatives of the Lord. If one is cut off from the mercy of the representatives of the Lord, where are we? We're in a very, very, very bad situation. And one may think with a foolish kind of independence, who cares? I'm right, and might is right, and I'm mighty, and who cares? So that false sense of independence is a fool's paradise. And a symptom of elevated consciousness is, I'm dependent upon mercy, because it's true, we're dependent upon mercy. It's like that nice passage that we're reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat yesterday that Nimai was appreciating, or rather Vrindavan Das Thakur was appreciating, that with the descent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Nimai, the whole of Navadvipa had so much opulence. And so he was just moving about his dham, which was filled with so much opulence, and receiving some of this opulence, some of that opulence from others in a very sportive, transcendental way, going from shop to shop. But whether it's Navadvipa or wherever one may reside, if there's something of real merit in this world, it's an opulence of the Supreme Lord, and it belongs to Him. And recognizing that, our lives are dependent. Thinking otherwise is foolish. We're dependent upon mercy. At the Sunday Feast lecture this in Chicago this past week, the topic came up about mercy. Some nice lady sitting in one of the chairs, can you talk some more about mercy? So we had a nice discussion about mercy. It's not just a, you know, Hare Krishna thing or a Vedic thing, it's a universal thing. Where an elevated person is eager to receive descending mercy, or one who is eager to receive descending mercy becomes elevated, and if that descending mercy is cut, most unfortunate. We don't want to be in that situation at all. And so that's Diti's concern. The brahmanas will be so angry. Better that the Lord comes with his strong arms and his Sudarshan Chakra. He destroys these two children. That's better. Then they're liberated. But the other, not liberated, losing descending mercy. Whew. Such a person, like the Narada in his discussion in his contemplation about Nalakuvara and Madigriva. Very, very fascinating looking inside the heart of Narada and how he feels about these two foolish persons. His contemplation is not, I'm going to show them. His contemplation is what's good for them. And his contemplation is that when one becomes proud, then one's heart becomes so hard that one can do anything and think nothing of it. One can do acts of cruelty and think nothing of it because I'm this important person. And what's an act of cruelty for an important person? Doesn't bother me at all. One can be very cruel. Prabhupada specifically speaks about animal killing. When the natural sentiment is to protect, and it becomes instead kill, because I'm this human form and other things are meant for my enjoyment. Of course, because look, I'm this strong, intelligent, powerful person. And, you know, it's my sense enjoyment. That's what everything is for. So, therefore, Narada considers better that to curb the pride, the very source of their pride should be taken. They're sons of Kuvera. They have enormous wealth. The wealth should be taken. And they have these beautiful bodies. They want to stand naked. Let them stand naked as a tree. So his rationale is that one who has, and let them do that for a long time, because one who has suffered automatically feels empathy for the suffering of others. He gives the example, one who has been pricked by a thorn, when he knows what the pain is, and so when someone else is pricked by a thorn, he cringes, thinking, oh, that poor person, they've been pricked by a thorn. Compassion is in the heart of one who knows what suffering is. You don't like to see, you know, compassion says, I don't like to see that others suffer. I don't like to suffer, but I don't like to see that others suffer. More important to me to see that others don't suffer. So now, this example by Ditti is those that are in this hellish condition, suffering like anything, they don't care at all. This feeling of compassion for one who is condemned by a brahmana. If they've done something to offend a brahmana, I have no compassion for them. They, you know, that they're getting that it's unstoppable. The cutting off of mercy that's going to come into their life. Or one who is in the same species, specifically as one who is going through what I'm going through. You know, the compassion is taken away for one who is cruel to others. They're systematically cruel to others. So that's what she's been told, that these children are going to be systematically cruel to others. They're going to kill poor, faultless living entities. They're going to torture women, and they're going to enrage great souls. Such a person isn't shown mercy even by those who are greatly suffering or may have empathy for another person who is also suffering. It's gone. That's worse. The cutting off of the descending mercy is the worst possible thing. Better to be killed by the Lord. That's good. So she's not disturbed by that. She understands that results in liberation. Then, there's this little interesting section that says the reasons for the Lord's descent. The Lord does not, Prabhupada writes, he certainly appears, however, when his devotee simply becomes sorry. The brahmanas are enraged they can take care of themselves. That a Brahmana doesn't become angered, but when a Brahmana becomes angered, that finishes the other person. So the Lord doesn't need to appear. But he does appear when the devotee simply becomes sorry. So then he writes, a devotee never prays to the Lord to appear for the sake of the troubles the miscreants cause for him. Now there are Indra, the demigods. There are many places in the Bhagavatam where they pray to the Lord. Mother Bhumi prays to the Lord Vishnu, please appear. So this is in this context, speaking of a devotee, it means one who is situated in pure devotional service. They know that the Lord will protect, and they don't have to go to the Lord whining and complaining, please do this. So is it okay to pray to the Lord for protection? Sure. Better is to understand the Lord will protect you. Prahlad didn't pray to the Lord for protection, and he was perfectly protected. He's in that Shuddha position as opposed to the mixed position. See, Prabhupada is setting, you know, this is this high standard of... In Shuddha Bhakti, it's not, please protect me, or please appear and take care of these miscreants that are causing a problem. But rather, if the devotee is, the Shuddha Bhakta is troubled, the Lord appears. And it's not like a calculation. Oh, I want the Lord to appear, so just pretend like, you know, I'm not worried. I hope he appears. It's the sense of Sharanagati has six limbs, one of which is Rakshishatiti Vishvaso. The Lord is one's protector. The Lord is one's maintainer. One accepts things favorable, one rejects things unfavorable. So there's things that we do, and there are inner contemplations. But the inner contemplation says, the Lord is my protector, not my inner contemplation is, Lord, please come and protect me. It's already given because of the love. But now let's go to the residents in Vrindavan. Some danger comes. Here comes Aristasura charging down the lane and Krishna. So they call to Krishna just because that's their heart. It's not like, you know, get rid of this terrible Aristasura because you're powerful. It's just their thought just goes to Krishna. The understanding is Krishna will deal with this however Krishna wants to deal with it, but it's just their attachment is entirely upon Krishna. It's subtle, but it's the difference between the material world and the spiritual world, where the Lord is not one's odor supplier in the spiritual world. He's just the object of one's shelter and love and affection, and he's everything. And the material position is, okay, let me arm myself with this weapon and this resource and this facility and this group of people, and I'm all lined up. I'm a religious person, so God will protect me in a calculating way. That's the material position. Doesn't mean such a person isn't protected, but the emphasis. I'll read this little section again, and I think we'll end. The Lord does not appear when the Brahmana becomes angry at someone, because the wrath of a Brahmana is sufficient in itself. He certainly appears, however, when his devotee becomes simply sorry. Or simply becomes sorry. A devotee of the Lord never prays to the Lord to appear for the sake of the troubles of the miscreants caused for him, and he never bothers him by asking for protection. Rather, the Lord is anxious to give protection to the devotees. So we're getting lessons in Shuddha Bhakti, even in the midst of this very unpleasant circumstance that Diti got herself into. Any comments or questions? Yes.
Guru Maharaj, how to understand this protection topic with the example of Lord Brahma praying to the Lord for protection from false ego and thinking himself to be the creator.
Well, that's very different than, you know, there's an enemy out there. Prahlad, who is in, also on the Shuddha Bhakti platform, there's a beautiful prayer in the fifth canto, prayer to Lord Nrisingadeva, where he, your sharp nails and pinching teeth that are fearful for all the demons, I'm praying, please, with those same instruments, remove from my heart all impure things, leaving only pure devotion unto you. As protection from my own yucky stuff, my own contaminations. So let me stay on the, please protect me to stay on the path of pure devotion. That's different than, you know, there's this mean bully out there. You know, please take care of him. Yeah.
And then how to understand that with Uttara's example in the first canto, where she requests Pahi.
She's a mother. She's not saying, whatever happens to me is fine. Let this Brahmastra kill me, but protect this innocent child. He's a great soul. It's a motherly affection.
So for the purpose of service, one can...
Yeah, perfectly natural. Perfectly natural. Like Prahlad, his prayer is to Lord Nrisingadeva, please protect, or please deliver my father. Please forgive him for all of his sinful actions and deliver him. It's okay, that's already been done. What's next? Ask something that hasn't happened yet. Please deliver all these fools and rascals that are struggling in material existence unnecessarily. Yes?
Connection on that. Maharaj, I'm trying to understand two different things in this thing. One is like, even though Vidhi knows that her sons would be doing all the bad stuff like killing and torturing and everything. So she even expects to be liberated, that Lord has to come and...
She's not expecting, she's informed by her husband that it's going to happen.
So it means like, I'm trying to understand that even that souls are not like an ordinary soul, there should be a great soul.
That's right, they're Jayan Vijay.
So and then the second one is, what type of liberation is, because wherever we read in this, all the things he says, they will be liberated, liberated means that they will be liberated and merged into Brahmajyoti.
Yes. And in their case, they were just even in, you know, brought to a neutral state. There's a long purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita that explains when Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were killed by the Lord, Lord Varaha and Lord Nrisingadeva, respectively. They were, their sins were eradicated, but they didn't return to the spiritual position. It doesn't exactly say that they merged in the Brahmajyoti, because a long period of time passed and then they took birth again and then they took birth again, because it was three times. So some place where it was a neutral state, their sins were eliminated by being killed by the Lord. But because they didn't understand his position, they thought, he is a powerful person like me. But I'm very powerful and I'll dominate, I'll destroy him. Befuddled. The purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that kind of liberation, not returning to their spiritual position. Which did happen when Krishna killed Dantavakra and Kamsa, or Shishupal. Yes?
You had a comment. regarding protection, you know, from the materialistic conceptions that we have, we may expect protection to look like something, but the Lord's protection
may come in a different way.
And so He protects our Krishna consciousness.
Yes. Our physical bodies. But, you know, our physical bodies becomes like Iron Man or something. Yeah. Protects our heart. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.